Hello?
Oh, hi, Kenneth. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I was referred to you by Brandon and Brandon Morrison. I thought I would follow up. What type of business do you have?
So I have an auto detailing business. So that's just like washing cars, vacuuming, stuff like that.
Okay.
Right now we don't have a storefront. What we have is it's me and my partner. It's our two cars, but we basically run all the equipment out of that. The thing is, right now we don't have a truck that has a water source.
Okay.
So we are sort of reliant on either what they call rinseless washers, or we have a hose and stuff like that for, you know, our customers, like a house, like if they have
okay.
a house and everything like that, because we show up to them.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because my neighbors used to ask, is it okay if when we get our car detailed, we park in your spot because it's closer to our hose? You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
And I'd be like, yeah, that's
yeah.
fine. Yeah. And then he got a vehicle with a water source. So now he can park wherever he wants when he wants to, you know, so I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How-
so we haven't been able to buy one yet.
Okay.
We haven't done any job this season yet, just because the person – so just for a little bit of background, I was working with somebody for Facebook ads.
Okay.
But I haven't really been able to contact that person. I'm not able to run Facebook ads anymore. So that's what our primary thing was. We didn't have a website. It was just a Facebook page.
Okay.
Because we were kind of just testing it out to see before we, like, committed to a website or, you know, or social media or whatever. But we were able to get pretty much all our business from Facebook ads, like, almost exclusively from there.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. The ad was really good. The ad was really good, so.
Okay. So I think what I'm hearing is you don't have access to the Facebook page that the ads are running on anymore, right? That's why you can't.
I have access to the Facebook page, just not the ad anymore. Because I went into the ad manager and it just wasn't there anymore.
Okay.
I tried to turn them back on for the season and it just wasn't working out. I don't know why. So.
Okay. So, if you did so phenomenally well, and I'm very, very impressed to hear that with the Facebook ads, a program like this is going to really explode your results and get you to the next level because what we specialize in is also promoting businesses on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your
mm-hmm.
Right. And the reason it's going to really take you to the next level is that or statistically speaking, I should say, when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google, which only leaves 13% that would go to Facebook or Yelp or Yellow Pages or Yahoo. So, you know, the fact that you did that strong with such a small percentage, you're going to, you know, do extremely well with this. Okay. And what Brandon has is something that's called our ideal package, and it bundles the service with not only Facebook ads, but also Google ads. Okay. So, when you do a search online pretty much anywhere, and then next time, if you search online, you'll look and see that there's a couple of companies at the top that actually say ad next to them, right? Mm-hmm. So those are the Google ads. The benefit of bundling this with Google ads is that with the Google ads, you can target specific areas without having an address there. Okay. So that there's like a Beverly Hills type area or something that's very exclusive or high end that you're like, wow, I'd love to, you know, get clients from there. Or maybe for someone like you, targeting corporations where you can detail cars after hours or during the lunch hour or things like that, you know, while people are in the office. So with the paid ads, you can target them wherever you'd like to go. Okay. And then with the bundle, we also do the Facebook ads and the local map section on Google. So do you have a Google business page already?
Currently, I'm trying to think, do we have a Google business page? We have the Facebook page, but I don't think we're listed on Google yet.
Okay, okay. So that's very, very important because on the Google business page, that's where, you know, most of the clients would do the hiring from. So we would create the Google business page for you if we determine that you don't have one. And then we would optimize it to show on the very first page of the search results for the categories in your area. Okay. And then, encompassing that, we would also program your business into the mobile platform. And what that means is that we would make sure that you're coming up from all the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. Okay?
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then with the Facebook ads, since you still have access to that page, we would take that over and just continue to run the ads and kind of pick up where your ads had left off. So we would be able to, when somebody searches for, you know, auto detailing or car detailing near me or different keywords, Google will track that. And then next time that person goes on their Facebook news feed, there would be an ad for your company popping up. Okay, so with this package, you kind of get the best of all three worlds. You know what I mean? You get the Google ads, the Facebook ads, and the local map optimization. Now, price-wise, our prices have increased a little bit, but I can probably, you know, get an override to put you into the same pricing that Brandon has, where it's just $549 month-to-month with no contracts, okay?
Okay.
Now, the breakdown of that is 300 of the 549 goes to the Google ads, 100 each month goes to the Facebook ads, and the 149 goes to that local map optimization. And with that, typically the websites sell for like 400 extra, but since you're a referral client, I can explain that to my director and get an override to also include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like a gift from us to you. Okay.
Okay.
So, do you have a logo or pictures or
before and afters
on your Facebook, things like that we could use for the site?
Yeah, I have. We have a bunch of before and afters. I have to get them from my partner. Because when I would send him on jobs, he would usually take pictures a lot more than I would. But I definitely have pictures. I definitely have logo. It's like a basic logo that I kind of just made and we definitely have both of those things. I just have to put them together.
Because our objective is going to be to get you up and running as quickly as possible. So, you know, if you can send us content, that's great. If not, we'll still launch the site and put stock photos on it initially. And then as you send us content, we'll be updating that on your site. And anything that you send to us, any revisions down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package, you know?
Okay.
And being that it's a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love this. So what I'll do is I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
So it's my first name. I'll spell it out. But is this a cell phone you're calling me on, or
no? We use a voice over internet phone, VoIP phone, where it typically will match the areas that we're calling. But I'll text you my direct one. It's so weird, because we're in California, but there's a lot of companies doing that these days. It keeps the cost down. So what it will do is, a lot of companies will use that VoIP phone system. So if you ever needed me and you hit redial, just so that you know, it will go to the call center and you can ask for Tina and it will come back to me. But of course, I'll text you my direct line just so you have it. I'm at extension 777, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to give you, you want me to just give you the
email?
Yeah,
you said you were going to spell it, right, for the email?
Yeah,
for your first name?
Yeah, it's my first name, Kennetth.
Mm-hmm.
Dot Clarkson, Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
1995 at Gmail.
Thank you. Because when we got the referral from Brandon, I wasn't sure if it was Clarkson or Clarkston, like Kelly Clarkston. So I was going to ask you that.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like Kelly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Clarkson, Clarkson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. And then Kenneth.Clarkson1995 at gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Got it. And then is there a secondary phone number for internal purposes, or is everything going to go through this main number?
No, everything is through this line.
Excellent. Okay. And then what's the name of the business?
Prism, P-R-I-S-M.
Okay.
Pro Wash, P-R-O Wash.
Got it. What a cool name. I love that. So,
yeah, I just made it up.
You know what? I admire creative people because I don't think I have a creative bone in my body. So when I hear stuff like that, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I could see how it would go well with the auto detailing industry too.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a muscle. It's a muscle everybody has. You got to train it, you know?
Yep, yeah. That's funny. But some people have it naturally, like you do.
Yeah.
So you're on Eastern time, is that correct?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Brandon and I are in the same, we're in the same state, basically. So.
Awesome. Okay. He's a buddy of yours, or what?
Oh, yeah, from, like, middle school.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, he's been referring a lot of people to us lately, and sometimes it's someone that knows him well like you. The other day I talked to someone and I said, how do you know him? They said, oh, he came and he repaired our appliance, and we have a business, and we asked him, and I'm like, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, he's that type of person. Yeah, he told me you guys reached out to him, so. He asked me because he knows I know like a little bit about it. I used to write for a marketing company, so I know a little bit about SEO.
Very cool.
He asked me. I was like, just give it a shot because every SEO kind of company kind of does things differently. Just see if it, just see if it works out. And I think it has worked out well for him. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's doing really well with this. And
exciting.
I'm happy to hear it. So I know you're a mobile business, but what is the business address?
So that's the thing. I'm wondering if I should put, because me and my partner, we live in different, me and my business partner, we live in different, counties.
Areas? Oh, counties,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I live in different counties, yeah. Same state, but different counties. So,
okay.
I live in Bronx County, which is New York City. But he lives in Rockland County, which is, in Rockland. So,
okay.
So I don't know if it's just for the sake of, just logistics, I can just put the Bronx address. But if it's for the sake of, reach, maybe I can put the Rockland address?
So it's not going to matter for the Google ads or the Facebook ads because we'll target wherever you want. We can target Rockland. We can target New York City, the five boroughs, whatever you want with the Facebook ads and the Google ads. But with the local map optimization, it would be a factor there because whatever address the business is registered to, that's where they're going to want to see in order to publish the listing. So even if you don't take a whole lot of clients in that area where it's registered to, that's not a problem because the address would be hidden on the profile, right? So you would just I'm just talking about for the map section of Google, it would show up as Prism Pro Wash and then the city and state, but the actual address would be hidden, So, it's registered in Rockland, then I would recommend use that address. If it's registered in Bronx, then use that address. You know what I mean?
It's not right now. Hold on. I have to check.
Or even if you have an invoice or a business card or anything with your address on it, then I would say use that because what's going to happen once we set up the Google business page is Google will protect you guys from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area, right? So what they'll do is they'll say, okay, do you have a business license or insurance? If you don't, that's okay. Do you have a work vehicle with a New York license plate? Do you have a business card or an invoice with the address? And any of anything that you have to show that you're actual valid business in the area is going to help to get you verified on Google.
Okay, so right now, I mean, I have a New York license. So right, like, we kind of didn't, I don't have any, like, official documentation or anything like that, if I'm
okay.
being honest with you. A lot of it was just, like, straight up just through Facebook. Because we ran
so
a bunch
cool.
of ads.
That's crazy that you took off on Facebook like that. That's so amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
The person I was working with was very good at running ads. I'll say that.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He was very, very good marketer. But it's one of those things where we kind of just got it up and running and I didn't really do anything else with it. So every time we got paid, every time we got paid, it was literally like, it was either like Zelle or cash. It was not. Maybe one person wrote a check, but I don't even have that anymore. I don't even know what I did with it.
Okay. So it doesn't really have to be like a canceled check or something from a client.
Yeah.
But if you could like start thinking that, hey, maybe I'll go online and I'll make a business card or I'll go online and make an invoice that you can start, you know, passing out to your clients, you know, when you're done. And then whatever information is on there, just have it match. You know what I mean? That way you won't have a problem getting verified on Google. And again, the end of the day, they're just trying to protect you from those big corporations that'll, you know, try to come in and steal clients.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll just put the Bronx address because it's really my grandmother's address, but I use it for literally everything.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, if you use it for everything, definitely use that because then you'll have something to support it. You know what I mean? And even though it's your grandma's address, it'll be hidden. That's not a problem. So what is that address?
3217.
Mm-hmm.
Seymour, Seymour.
Mm-hmm.
Avenue. Bronx, New York.
10469.
Yep, correct. Yep.
Yep. Google actually auto-filled it for me once I started putting in the 3217 Seymour Avenue. So perfect.
Okay.
And then we're gonna include a website for you. And then, did you want to set it up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I have a debit.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I hit a button and it erased the email. Let me see if I start typing. Oh, it did. It auto-filled it again. Kenneth.Clarkson, 1990.
Yeah.
Okay, now it saved it. That's so funny. Computers have a mind of their own sometimes.
they are. Computers are something. I'll say that.
They are. Yeah. You know what's funny? The company just set me up with a new computer and it was so fast. I loved it. Everything was great. And 3 days later, I turned it on and my applications all started, but my screen was blank. And so they said, oh, we'll get you another one. So they took that one off and they got me another one. And with the new one, the same thing. After a few days, the screen went blank. And I told them, I think it has something to do with me having a double monitor, you know? And so I unplugged both of the cords that went into the double monitor and put them back in. And now everything works fine. And here our tech guy thought it was something with an application or maybe I have to install a new user. And and here's me with my simple, I'm just going to try to unplug this wire and plug it back in.
A lot of times that's how it is. It's just you think it's more complicated than it actually is.
I know. And now I've learned with anything, if something freezes or it's not doing what I want it to, I just reboot and it always will usually fix it, even if it's a cell phone. Sometimes my granddaughter, my phone's not working. And I say, you know what, just shut it down and turn it back on. And usually once it turns back on, it's fine, you know. So.
Sometimes the system just needs to be reset. That's just
so funny. Yeah. But the good news is everything's stuck now. I have the email in there. So is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
Yes, my name on it. Yes.
Okay. And any middle name or initial or just Kenneth Clarkson?
There should be, there's like a, you could just put J.
Okay, Kenneth J. And is the Seymour the also the billing address since you use it for everything?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It is. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
All right, give me 1 second. I have to...
Of course.
Get everything together.
Don't worry, I don't mind waiting. I've learned to be patient. Are you trying to pull it up on your Apple Pay or something?
Yeah, I'm trying to get it all. Yeah, trying to get it all registered. I don't know why the Chase app is really, it's really slow. I'm not sure why.
Yeah, my Chase app, it's so funny. It probably does it to you too, but I have it logged into everything, you know, my computer, my phone, my laptop. But if I don't use it for a couple of days, when I log in again, it'll be like, we for a security have to make sure it's you. And then they have to text me something. And
yep.
I'm like, wow, yep. It makes me do that all the time. And I already have like saved the info on this device. I'm like, why don't you just know that I already went through these steps, you know?
I think it's an attempt at, like this weird attempt at security, depending on like mine isn't set up that way.
Yeah.
But most people's is, because I have a really old account from like almost 15 years ago now.
Oh, so they're not going to make you send a text every time you log in for sure if you've had
it for
15
years. They recommend it. It's just I haven't switched it over to that yet. Like you have to.
Oh,
you have
so
to
it's
say,
in a setting that you agree to,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so probably,
I
got.
So old that they haven't done it. They haven't asked me yet.
Yeah, I probably got some email that said like, oh, your account settings are being updated or something. And I probably just agreed to it, not even knowing, you know, because it's annoying. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of fraud going on. So if it's for protection, I guess it's a good thing too, you know, so.
Yeah. Okay. I have the card. I have it with me right here.
Okay. Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Yep, 4207.
Okay.
6703.
Got it.
0873.
Okay.
1010.
1010. And expiration?
0429.
And the code?
133.
133. Okay. So what I'll do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create the appointment for my technician to call you later, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some of this also, Kenneth, is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes people are like, you just asked me that. I'm like, I know.
No, I get
but
it. No worries.
The first question says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Prism Pro Wash.
Okay, great. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Kenneth J. Clarkson, co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 10th, in the non-refundable amount of just $549. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th in the amount of $549. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Now, for the client interview, that's going to take, you know, probably 20, possibly 30 minutes. I have one opening today at 6 o'clock Eastern. If not, we could, you know, plug something in for tomorrow. Do you think the 6 o'clock
will work?
It will work.
Yeah,
okay, perfect. So I'm going to block out a whole hour, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, because I matched Brandon's pricing and I got you a special rate that's not available to the general public, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes, yes.
Okay, perfect. So if you would, there's a link. It'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. So if you click on that, it will take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's 3 boxes that you have to check. One will show that you're authorized. The second shows you receive text messages, and the third shows that it's a reoccurring charge. And then once you acknowledge those 3 and then plug in your name, also please include the J since you told me to put it in the billing, Ken J. Clarkson. And then once you confirm it, if it goes through, it's going to ask you for a username and password. So you don't need the username and password right now, but it's definitely a good sign if you see that prompt, because that means that the e-signature went through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to see. Oh, there we go. Better. Okay.
Yeah, okay, I got a credentials thing.
Oh, good, good. Okay, good. So, and again, that information's in your welcome email. And then you'll get a reminder also in about 15 minutes for the 6 o'clock appointment. They'll usually send you a reminder like an hour ahead of time. And then I wanted to double check one thing because I was looking up your Facebook just so that I can send them the link. But I want to make sure I have it. Prism Pro Wash. Oh, I think I found one. Let me see if this is you. I don't think this is you because this is showing. Oh, this is you. Good, good, good. Oh, so this is showing the outside of a house. So you do pressure washing too in addition to the.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad to see that because that gives you like a wider range of keywords that we could put you in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, we do that. We offer that. I mean, because I had originally done that, the ads for that, but people were a lot, for some reason, people are a lot flakier when it comes to washing their houses than they are for washing their cars. And I guess it's because it's much more of a premium product.
And you know what I realized is I never, like, appreciated the difference that it makes until I had to help my mom sell her house once several years ago. And the realtor said, if I were you, get a pressure washer to pressure wash the sidewalk going up the driveway and the back patio. And we said, okay, fine. You know, when we were fixing the house up to put it on the market. And when I came back after they completed that, I mean, it looked like a brand new patio, a brand new, I couldn't believe it. Like it was a huge impact, which I was thinking like, sure, it'll clean it up, whatever, you know, no big deal. But when I saw what it actually did, I'm like, wow.
it does make a big difference for sure. Especially if you're using the right tools, it makes a big difference.
Yeah. So that's good to know that you do like the pressure washing too. I'll definitely put that in the notes. So other than that, after they call you at 6, they'll send you an invite that will say, add us to the Facebook. So they'll let you go in there and add us. And then, you're also going to get an email that says pictures needed for Google verification. So again, that's all part of that process of making sure that you're a valid business in the area. That email is going to have 7 or 8 suggestions. Some of I already mentioned to you, the license, the insurance, the registration, the invoice. Don't stress out about, oh, I have to send every single item on this list, because you definitely don't. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, just send over what you can, and that will help you get registered, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, awesome. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Kenneth, and you have my extension now, which is 777. So if you ever need me directly, you can just call that toll-free number that's on the text and put in 777. It'll ring to my desk. That's also the same number for customer support. So let's say that you have a billing question or you have an update to make. You can also hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, so you're all good to go until 6 o'clock. So welcome aboard and have a really great rest of your evening too, okay?
Thank you. You too. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Of course. No problem, Kenneth. Okay, have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.